our government.
Alternative sources of
American-made energy.
Stop the leak and prevent more damage.
Massive restoration of the Gulf Coast.
It's Monday morning. There is a lot on the agenda this week, so I want to get right to it. We're joined by Marcus Mabry. He's associate national editor for our partner, The New York Times, and Derek Ashong. He's looking forward to a new documentary we're going to talk about in just a minute. But first, let's go to politics. Marcus, we've got primary elections in three states, Indiana, Ohio, North Carolina. Two things I'm interested in here. Number one, what are these primaries going to say about the national parties and their effect on local elections? And the big question is, what about the Tea Party?
Well, that's exactly those are excellent questions. It's a really exciting week for politics. This is a week where we're going to find out in all three of those state primaries. We have Republicans and Democrats who are endorsed by the establishment in Washington and nationally going against insurgents who are not the establishment candidates. So we're going to see whether the national parties actually have the juice when it comes to those statewide elections. And we're also going to get to see if the Tea Party in particular makes a difference. We've seen this kind of groundswell recently, obviously, with Crist being forced out of the race for the Republican nomination for the Senate from Florida just last week, deciding to run as independent. That's because he couldn't win as a Republican, whatever he says. That's why he did it. That was the motivation.
But it's unclear how Tea Party related that
well,
is.
No, but Rubio is a favorite of the Tea Party. Rubio, who will be the candidate, Republican candidate, actually is very much favored by the Tea Party.
But this is
supporters.
Kind of a bellwether. We're going to see how much clout the Tea Party actually has in elections.
I'm looking
forward
to Utah. I'm looking forward to Utah on the weekend to see if Senator Bennett, the incumbent Republican conservative, but the Tea Party sympathizers out there have ruled not conservative enough, will he actually be toppled by Mark Lee, a 38-year-old former law clerk for Judge Alito. So it's going to be interesting to see if that happens. That's going to be a huge upset.
And this is all going on while we've got elections going on in Britain as well. But Derek, let me ask you about the oil spill in the Gulf Coast. A lot of people are saying everyone is going to be watching the White House's response to this, yes, because this will be Obama's Katrina. Do you buy that?
I think that some people would like it to be Obama's Katrina, but I think there are a couple of key differences. First, thus far, there hasn't been any loss of human life, and that is going to wind up being a big factor as we move forward. Secondly, it's very easy to actually put the entire blame at the feet of BP. So the real issue here is, I think, how is this going to affect Obama's recent announcement that we are going to expand offshore drilling? The localized issue right now in the Gulf is going to wind up being another thing where we kind of take a corporate entity and we say these guys are the bad guys. But if Obama winds up sticking through with the drilling position that he currently has, it's going to become a lot more difficult for him to escape any kind of association with the tragedy. If he decides to take a more environmental stance, I think he's going to potentially get a pass.
Yeah, well, the White House has also said they will not be giving any new leases until they do a complete investigation.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about terrorism. Marcus, Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Europe. He's going to give a major address in both Belgium and Spain about terrorism. That address has got to be affected by what happened in Times Square over the weekend.
It's really interesting, Celeste. I don't think there would have been a great deal of attention paid to Biden's speeches in Europe this week. I think we've gotten to this point where we kind of have a status quo kind of a way of living with the threat always of terrorism, in the same way a previous generation lived with the threat always of nuclear attack from the other superpower. Now, everyone's going to pay attention to this speech because we were reminded of how real this threat is, even though it seems like this was an amateurish attempt at a car bomb. You know, just imagine that, though, an amateurish attempt at a car bomb in Times Square. There's no way to make light of that. And so I think now we'll pay a great deal of attention to this. I think the risk, the threat is kind of real in a way. It wasn't a week ago for many New Yorkers. And there are a whole great kind of panoply, unfortunately, of these kind of terrorist threats that we've blessedly been spared, that still are threats out there nonetheless.
Okay, this week we're going to mark an anniversary.
Let it be.
It's the 40th anniversary of the last studio album from the Beatles, Let It Be. So Derek, looking back, how can we kind of measure what kind of impact this album had?
I think that not really, but I think that what you can take from it is a little bit of a lesson as to where the music industry is today and where it may be going. You know, a band like the Beatles spent a long time in their development, and when they first were trying to come to the United States, no one wanted to take a look at them. I think it's going to be hard in this day and age for a band to ever grow again to that size, but I do think that you've got more opportunity for more people who are kind of inspired by the kind of messages of the Beatles to bubble up because of the digital technology. So what I would say we should look forward to is seeing what kind of insurgent artists come up with messages that would be outside of what the mainstream typically markets today.
And Let It Be was so mainstream. I mean, that was the same year as the Kent State Massacre. I mean,
Absolutely.
It was so wound up in American culture.
Exactly.
All right, there's something else that seems to be on a lot of people's minds that has nothing to do with politics, but probably something to do with economics.
Thanks to the internet, I'm hosting Saturday Night Live. But don't believe everything you hear on the web. Do you know they call me a cougar? And they say I'm dating a young hottie? Not true. I married him.
Marcus, you're smiling. Everybody knows about this camp. It started out as a Facebook campaign to get Betty White to host Saturday Night Live. It's all happening. They've paired her, strangely, with Jay-Z.
I don't think it's strange pairing at all.
Really? Tell me why.
They hang together all the time,
I think
right?
It's a populist pairing, actually, in both cases. You know.
What do you think?
Well, I think Betty White, I think she's the one who started the rumor about there being a sex tape of her out there.
Did she?
It's an amazing story of, you know, kind of reincarnation, you know, and the Renaissance.
Yeah.
She herself says she doesn't understand it. Derek,
well,
any?
I mean, I think it's really, you know, now that's the great thing about technology is it really enables the user or the viewer to be a market maker in a way. So people are saying, hey, this is what we want. And SNL responded.
Okay. So on Friday, the new documentary Babies is released. It follows the first year of life for four different babies that were raised in four different parts of the world, Namibia, Mongolia, Tokyo, and San Francisco. We have about 30 seconds, Derek. Why are we paying? Is this a documentary on our agenda?
Check out this documentary. It's giving us a whole different perception of people from different cultures at the point when it's too early for us to be prejudiced against them. This is something to think about in the wake of the Arizona immigration law. What does it mean to be an American? What does it mean to identify with someone? What does it mean to belong? We're all going to feel for those babies.
And it's coming up to Mother's Day weekend. I hope everyone has bought the card and the flowers ready for their mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Marcus?
I got her some twin grandsons. I thought that was enough.
Yeah. Marcus Mabry is Associate
that's enough,
National
Mom. Yeah.
Editor for
you
our partner in the New York Times.
No
and
call
Derek
this year.
Ashong is host of the Derek Ashong Experience on Sirius's XM Oprah Wave Radio.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.